Robbie Lane's taking a heap of horses to the track on Saturday and tonight at racing.com park. How are you, Robbie?
Good, thanks, Michael.
Intrigued to see your two-year-olds. They go around in the Merson Cooper on Saturday. Celestial Soul, who looked awesome in a recent barrier trial, and Miss Juvenile. Two two-year-olds who have cost basically nothing. $10,000 for Miss Juvenile and $26,000 for Celestial Soul.
Yeah, full credit to Sun Stud. As we know, Ready for Victory went close to winning a Golden Slipper at his very second start in the race. He had the necessary ability, got a great pedigree. The filly, she only cost $10,000, but her mother won five in America. She was a very quick mare, and this filly hasn't let us down. She had a great temperament, had a couple of trials, and she won her trial brilliantly, unofficial trial, 2 Mondays back. So she'll acquit herself well on the colt. He's out of a very quick mare that I trained, Lady Phoebe. She won twice over 1,000 at Sandown, and he was 26,000, and every time, he's a very relaxed colt. Every time we've sent him around, he's got quicker and quicker, and he was dominant. Last Monday, he came right away, won by five, and was only a tenth slower than the older horses that trialled prior to his trial. So he's in it right up to his neck.
He was very dominant. He looked a bit green towards the line as well. Is that something that you think might be a worry on Saturday?
Be a worry if he's five in front. Like he was at the trial.
He was looking for them, was he?
Oh, I think so. He had blinkers on, and I don't think the blinkers really suited him because he was a bit lost for them, so we didn't put him on race day. He's not just a jump and rip and tear horse. He's very relaxed, and he was up on the pace, and when he got a slap on the shoulder, he just careered away. So, a little bit of giving the ground Saturday, similar to trial day. Should seem hard to beat.
Is there much between the two when you put them together?
What's the old saying? A good colt always beat a good filly. So, probably the colt gets the nod, but the filly is very promising.
You've got Bimboka Queen ended in the Sandown Cup, also ended at the Valley on Friday night. Are you going for the easier option?
The easier option definitely is Moonee Valley. But, you know, being a mare and the Sandown Cup being a listed race, she runs into the top four. She becomes a black type city winning mare. I think because of all the imports in the Sandown Cup, she gains a lot of points for running the Jericho. She'd be probably close to the first Australian bred horse over the line. So, look, we still haven't decided. We think she's a good. She ran home hard at the end of the 2500 at the Valley last start. She's a tough mare. She'd be very hard to beat at the Valley. And Sandown, probably not a winning chance, but for those reasons I mentioned, black type points towards the Jericho, we're still a little bit undecided.
All right. Race number six, you're having a throw at the stumps at Weight for Age with Gennady, who we know has got a lot of ability. It's won 3 from 5 and was super impressive first up, and this is a big jump.
Big jump, but you've got a couple of horses there first up after long spells. You've got a couple not racing well. He's an up-and-comer. Couldn't have been more impressive than at Sale. When he had, I think it was his third start in a race at Sandown, he was super impressive there. He led all the way into a very strong wind, and his margin was only narrow, but it was a very good win. So, look, he's an up-and-coming horse, ton of potential, and he's race fit. So he'll race right there. Hey, Doc might lead him. I don't know. He's got a ton. He's got Polanski, but he's got a ton of early pace. As you said, it's like a throw at the stumps. You never know if he's sitting at home in the stable.
No, that's right. What about J-Rod too? Another one that's a good price in the Sandown Guineas?
Yeah, he'd probably do the form analyst. It would be good for him to have a look at his run on the Thursday at Flemington because it went a little bit unnoticed, but thought his run was terrific. He ended up 2 lengths last, pulling. He was the widest runner on the home corner, left the winner out on the home corner, then followed him and looked a winning chance at the 300, and then he started to lay in. It was a little bit awkward to ride out, beaten 4 lengths. Covered more than 4 lengths in the run, in my book. Coming back to the mile, we've tried to freshen him. He's a place chance at big odds, but he's a promising stayer, that was.
He's 100-1, so it might be a little a place play for the punters out there. You've got some really nice chances tonight as well. Who's your best at Pakenham?
Oh, hard to split the two T's, Tatiara and Horrendorf. They look well placed, small field. Tatiara ran at listed level first up, very unlucky at Moonee Valley, missed the kick and was climbing over heels the entire race. Like them when they draw out a little bit at Sandown, it's a little bit like, like them at Pakenham, when they draw out a little bit, it's like Sandown, you seem to be able to get momentum up. So she's drawn out in a field of six, and she'd be disappointed if she doesn't win I'd be disappointed if she doesn't win. Right. And Thorndor, much the same, the way he trialled the other day, looked like he was back to his best. I reckon I ran him at Moonee Valley a little bit underdone. I got carried away with the small field and things didn't go right. He was out the back, hit the running rail cornering and knocked up in the last 100. But he looks in the right place tonight.
He's $21.
Is he?
Yeah.
Won't be now after I've spoken to him.
Good on you, Robbie. That'll do us tonight. Good luck.
Good on you, Michael. Thanks.